Bound to Smoke, man. I'm back. What's good, man? The City Girls, I've been meeting, like I said, I had a bunch of topics that I didn't get a chance to get to. I've been real busy. I've been dealing with some health issues. I'm trying to, you know, get this stuff together, man. If anything happened, man, I love y'all. You know what I'm saying? And retweet my shit and get it out there like a motherfucker or something. Have it, let it blow over so they can get some money to my family or something. You know what I'm saying? Help a nigga out in this case, man. You never know what the Lord, you know, what the Lord got planned or whatever. So, you know, but yeah, man, I want to get to these damn girls called the City Girls. This is another part of the that I'm saying. This is another, just like I said, love and hip hop is ruining hip hop, ruining our black females. These City Girls is bad for the skin. I've been paying attention a lot more and more and more, and it's just like, young, I love Cardi B, but I ain't gonna lie, man, I can't wait for, I don't think it may never happen again, but I can't wait for like classy, like quiet women. Like, not saying I want women to shut up, by far, not at all. But I'm so sick of, like, I'm so sick of this loud, nasty, disrespectful, like every single female don't gotta act like that. Like, it's okay to be cool. Every one of the females, like, from fucking 18 to, like, fucking, it's getting worse, like, up into the 30s now, is these y'all still trying to be that little baby that don't listen. Like come on, man. Like when is we gonna get past that part, man? And then you got these City Girls coming on here with this ghetto ass talking. Like, and one thing, this is what I want to say. First of all, I'm gonna say I'm ugly, so I'm not trying to talk about nobody's looks. But I need the females to understand that you should want to feel beautiful with your pure and natural face. It's like so many of y'all turn y'all swag on, like, after y'all go buy them long ass nails and eyelashes and shit like that. And I understand. Now, a lot of females compare that to, like, oh, that's the same thing when y'all go get y'all haircut and shit. Nigga, getting a haircut is like using clippers to cut what's already on my head. That's a person, that ain't no, I'm not adding shit to my hair to get a haircut or to shape me up. It's not the same. Like, stop comparing it like that. I understand, you know, I like, you can probably compare that with, like, your nails and shit like that. But these long ass eyelashes and it's like once y'all plug them, it's like, man, you can't tell a woman shit. And it's like, that shit really ain't good, because it's like, you're not even, once you take those eyelashes off, you don't even feel the same. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's not right. I think y'all should, like, fall back on that shit a little bit. You know what I'm saying? So you can and really love yourself. Like, if I was a bald head nigga and I could just go throw a fucking, I can go just throw on a box cut and a fake beard, like, that mean I don't love myself or I don't feel good in what I look like. You know what I'm saying? Like it's the same thing. Like, when natural beauty, you wake up with a person, you know, they go to bed, they wake up, they look the same. Now this shit right here with all these damn eyelashes, they wake up, you don't know who the hell you with. That shit is tough. That, like, I'm so surprised that shit is still tough. And I found it. I've been doing my research at these fucking City Girls, man. They doing it, man, making it seem like you got a fucking, you can't even spell shit correct. If you spelling it correct, you lame. What the fuck, you flown out, flew out, and all this bullshit. Come on, man. What the hell, like, I don't get it, man. I don't get it. I can't understand. Like, I watched this girl interview, right? And, she was just saying all kind of wild ass shit. And everybody not like that. But what I want to get to, I'm gonna try to pull the video up so we can hear. And you know, like I said, do y'all thing with y'all makeup and y'all eyelashes. Y'all look wonderful with that shit. But a lot of y'all look wonderful without it. Or you should wanna look, you know what I'm saying? You shouldn't need that. You shouldn't feel complete once you put them eyelashes on. You should feel complete in your natural skin. If you have kids, they're looking at you. They're watching you. Oh, she ugly till she put them eyelashes on. That ain't what they, you know, I told a little girl, hey, I said, damn, you look good. You look bomb today. She said, oh, thank you. Blinked her eyes and walked off. But what she should have said was, I look good every day, motherfucker. That's what she should have said. You see what I'm saying? But the city girls and loving hip hop and all these motherfucking women rappers got them fucked up, man. Got them, look at Nicki Minaj. Nicki Minaj starting to look more and more like a damn superhero as opposed to the queen of rap or whatever the fuck she calls herself. Look at her, go to her page now. The last like 4 or 5 outfits, she looks like a fucking action figure, man. Like, I don't get that, but I'm gonna find this city girl shit, cause what I really want to bring to light is that you can be sexy and ratchet and all that shit, but just because it's like that, you don't have to like, that doesn't mean that you're stupid. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like with this girl, she plays it off as if you gotta be talking and sounding stupid as shit like them, or let me find a video so I can let you hear it. It just don't make no sense. Like she said so many stupid things that, you know, people started to come for. People started to come, and I understand what they was. Another female, she explained to me. She said the city girls is basically like 3-6 mafia for the niggas. Like, they talk how y'all really feel, and all that's cool, but it's like, you gotta be able to turn it off. You can't make it seem like talking proper or talking right is like corny or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, that doesn't, I don't really get that. The one of them is locked up, so it's the young Miami or whatever. Now mind you, she just, now this is kind of gossiping, but now she dating the producer. She dating the producer, what's his name? 808 Mafia. That's my man. I fuck with bro. And but when he bought her the car, I was watching it and I was looking at the comments, and I was just like, damn, I was looking at all the stuff that they were saying, and everybody was like basically saying the same shit, like, damn, wasn't you just cussing this bitch out, or, you know what I'm saying? And like, so, you know, I did my research and I looked it up, and I found a video, and like, that video said, like, some days ago, you know, but that's how relationships go, you know, I guess with the social media shit. I would never feel the need, ladies and gentlemen, if you having a problem with your lover, never take that shit to the internet. That shit is so corny, man. Like, I don't even understand why these rich people have it. But I found a video. We're going to listen to this shit. I want you to hear. She said she was 13 in the third grade or some old shit. that she said, and then she tried, and then they crucified her for what she said, and then watch how she gets mad. In the, she gonna get mad in the video. Look, here we go.
Taz, you feel like I want to get my diploma from upstairs? It's not upstairs in my college with all my paperwork. Like, bitch, I don't know. Like, who the fuck gives a fuck how old you be in the sixth grade? How old you be in the sixth grade? 12. So, bitch, I was in the seventh grade when I lost my virginity. Bitch, I was in the seventh grade.
Now, mind you. This is a young ass girl. This is young Miami. She can't be no more than like 21. She's a young girl. You don't know, like, she may not even be 21. You don't know how old it is for sixth grade. You was in sixth grade probably like 5 years ago. You already forgot that? Like, oh my God, here we go.
I don't give a fuck how old I was.
Now, watch how she tells the story about how she lost her virginity. Like, and then she gets mad. Mind, she's doing this in front of 3,000 people, okay? Which is not really a lot for stars and shit, you know what I'm saying? That would be a lot for us. If I had 3,000 motherfuckers looking, you'd be like, God damn, he's booming today. You know what I'm saying? But, okay, here we go.
Like, y'all, so, like, what y'all gotta get, like, what y'all gotta understand? People that know me, they know one, I always say dumb shit. I always think without talking.
I always say dumb shit. I always think without talking. Now, we all fuck up and fumble words, but the notice I'm about to show you, she didn't even catch that. She kept on talking like she said it right. But I'm telling you, man, these girls, man, like, look, get y'all education for y'all kids, man. Like, remember, you gonna be somebody's mother. Y'all gonna have some babies. You know damn well somebody gonna fuck you and have some babies. So y'all need to be educating yourselves so y'all is able to educate y'all kids, man. Like, and this is why the world is so fucked up. If you feel me, like, because the mothers are so uneducated. Like, a lot of these mothers. Just thank God she happened to get rich. She's rich now, so, you know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. But as far as, like, will she have a kid, or if she does have a kid, I don't know. Like, what the fuck can she teach a kid right now, speaking like this? How even proper grammar is she even going to, you know what I'm saying? Because she got a little bit of money. That ain't like, come on, man. You like pretty soon, like, you know, you might, you know, you gonna be probably, she probably gonna look the way it's looking. She's gonna be the front runner of the world. Like, not of the world, but like, you have Cardi B. Like, she's gonna fall in line right up, like she big. She's big as shit right now. Like, I don't, you know, she with QC and, you know, they getting them all kind of features, and she fucking with 808 Mafia. So, like I said, he's one of the dope producers. He can guarantee her, even if they do break up, you know, that ain't happening. He just brought her a fucking G-Wagon. So, she has a super producer that she's dealing with. So, she gonna always have banging-ass beats. Like, her career is gonna go far. I'm telling you right now, like, she's gonna go far. This retarded half talking girl is gonna go very far, and honestly, it seemed to me the one that's locked up, she seems whack. She is whack. Like, I don't understand. Like I said, it's all about the promotion that QC, Migos, and them. They basically under the same thing. They under the same label with the Migos. So, like, all the exposure that, you know, it's like the Migos is the niggas and they the females. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, so their exposure is going to go crazy. They getting songs with whoever, because now, like I said, the same reason I told you that Cardi B not going nowhere from Offset, because of that shit ain't going to break up at all, because Cardi B ass will fall the fuck off, because QC is they running a game with the connections as far as the game. Like, everybody in every, like, if you a real nigga, like me, if I was to make it to the top and get rich, I would be able to put anybody on. I would just have to get there because I'm a solid person. Like, I don't have, like, people like, oh, he snaked me out here. He snaked me out here. You see what I'm saying? QC has a really, really good reputation with everybody. Like, they really stand up guys. They, you know, they you know, they partners in crime with Gucci. And, you know, they come up. It's like, it's almost brilliant. It's like they making other record labels look crazy. So anything that they put out, you are paying attention to what's going on. Now, it's quite ironic that you got so many dope MCs, females, that can rap they ass off. It's a girl named Cayenne. I don't know, she gorgeous. But I'm gonna just prove to you, it don't matter about what the fuck you saying out your mouth. It's about who you can get to look at you. Now, this girl, Cayenne, man, she probably can rap like on Nicki Minaj level. As in, you know, wordplay, skills, you know what I'm saying? You know, just because a person make bad songs don't mean they can't rap. You know what I'm saying? Nicki Minaj can definitely rap. Might just be sounding dumb as shit and put together wrong, but she can still rap. Now, this girl can rap her ass off, but she ain't, like, she on a slow grind. Like, for the bars that she got, she should be on this bitch level. She can rap like Young M.A. type shit. But you got women out here. That girl on the other song, the girl saying, I'm stressing, I'm PMSing, I'm stressing, and plus my nigga fucking on me and I'm stressing. What? That, and I seen somebody write in the comments, classic. What? Classic?
I'm not gonna be on interviews trying to sound all proper, faking all extra hard for y'all bitches.
Bitch! Sounding proper is not, you're not sounding proper because you're sounding right. This is the pollution. You're polluting these little girls, man. You're not, just because you're saying the shit right don't mean that you don't, and you're from the South. It's like, come on, man. Like she about to, I'm telling you, she gonna be big, man. She gonna be a big impact on your kids and all this. If you see your little daughter or something running around here shaking her ass and hollering, do your research and read and listen to what the hell she listening to. Or say City Girls around her and see what how her face light up. I'm telling you, they taking the fuck over, man.
I don't give a fuck about y'all bitches. I don't give a fuck about how y'all feel about me. I don't give a fuck. Like, look him, like, my little Christmas tree right there, my little TV on the wall, nice ass kitchen, fucking, I think that said it was like 5,000. Like, I'm in a nice ass place right now. Y'all hoes be on Facebook miserable, little ass soap. Bitch ain't got no dish detergent to wash y'all motherfucking dishes.
Now, that line right there, Lil Ass Soap, I ain't gonna lie, that shit was brilliant. Every young female from 16 to 30 felt that and probably is crying. I ain't gonna lie, that right there, that one single line right there is what'll draw her to the world. Lil Ass Soap. Like, that's some funny ass shit, because that is really how it is. Motherfuckers ain't spending no money on no soap. They got lil ass pieces of soap, bars of soap, from the next soap that they done combined together. That's just regular broke people shit, period. You know what I'm saying? But her saying that is like, I'm telling you, like, if you look at this video, it was probably 150 comments just about that lil ass soap line.
Talk about motherfucker, I'm illiterate, bitch. My child have honor roll, AB honor roll. What the fuck y'all?
Oh, Lord, she has a child. Fuck. Oh, she has a child. See, this is gonna be the case where this girl grows up and really gets to introduce and really gets introduced to what she's doing, it's going to be a wrap. You know what I'm saying? It's going to start off good. It always start off good because, you know, you got kids. You got to put them to bed, feed them, bathe them, send them to school, get them back from school, check their report card when it come out, and they think they are A1 mother. But are you sitting down studying with her? Are you sitting around? Are you having those talks? And I could be wrong. I could be just running my mouth. But I know I'm not. You in the studio with Gucci Mane. Drake. You ain't doing no damn. That kid probably got honor roll because they probably got a paid tutor or whatever. But that still don't really, like, as a black individual, that a young black lady, that you still kind of need that tutoring shit is cool to a certain extent, so they get to the point where they on their phone and the damn tutor talking and they don't want to hear that shit because they watching their mother shake her ass on tour. She probably on auto roll because she in the second grade. You know what I'm saying? Real shit, man. Like, these black girls, you gotta be hands-on with them, man. You gotta be hands-on. You can't just pay for this, pay for that, and think that that's gonna be, you know what I'm saying, what it is. Like, they gonna be smart as shit because she had honor roll in the second grade.
Oh, kids doing. Y'all need to run about y'all. Turn and stop fucking running about me. That's what the fuck y'all need to do. Bitch, what y'all kids doing? What y'all kids doing? What them bitches doing? What they grades looking at? Don't worry about me. Bitch, I can be illiterate or whatever the fuck y'all want to call me, bitch, unpaid. I don't have to get a speech therapist, bitch. I don't want to learn how to speak proper, bitch. I want to speak the way I speak. Period. And I'm not finna keep addressing shit. Bitches be leaving up under my comments. Carisha, you need to clear this up, bitch. I don't need to clear up shit. Who the fuck is y'all for me to clear up some shit? Who the fuck is you? Bitch, I don't give a fuck if you don't like me. Get your ass off my page. Like, I don't give a fuck. Period. Like, that's what y'all, like, y'all people don't know me. Y'all people don't know me. People that really know me know how I am. Like, I don't give a fuck about nothing. JT told y'all to preach that from day one. That's why she wanted to rap with me, because I don't give a fuck about nothing. I don't care about nothing. I'm going to say anything out of my mouth. Period.
Now, how the hell... How the hell you gonna raise somebody? You see what I'm saying? This is the front runners. This is what our young daughters, sisters, nieces, cousins, little aunts. This is what they are growing up listening to. 24/7. You check that iPad. They got the City Girls somewhere on repeat. You know what I'm saying? They getting flown out. All of them, they got flown out. They got flown out listening to this shit. You know what I'm saying? And I don't know, man. Like I said, at the end of the day, she's paid. But this is ridiculous. It's a little bit more I want you to hear. It's just, like I said, I'm not trying to go on her. But come on, this ain't cool though, man. This is not cool. Like, bringing up women and being like this, man. Like, and then you like, you about to be big as shit. You about to be big as shit. Like, I'm telling you, because like the motor that's behind their music, they are going to be big, man.
Talk about, you was fucking at 13, bitch. Yes, I fucked at 13, bitch. Bitches be around here pregnant at 14. Bitch, I wanted to try some shit, bitch. I was 40. Bitch, I wanted to see what it felt like, bitch. My friends was older than me. All my friends is older than me. JT is older than me. All my cousins is older than me. They was fucking. They was talking about fucking. I wanted to see how it felt, so I went and got fucked.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Oh, man. Oh man, I don't. Did you hear that shit? I was fucking at 13 because my friends were fucking. You see that? You see, now, you 13, you just told this story about what you did when you was 13 on your life. By no way, shape, or form is that okay for your kids to see. What the fuck? Like, see what I'm saying? That's because this is a part of their come up. They gotta be ratchet. They gotta say some more dumb ass shit. They gotta be a shaking ass contest. They gotta be clapping everywhere. It got, you see what I'm saying? It's a part of the sale. But this shit ain't good, man. Like, now what about when your kid, I know damn well a kid ain't no 13 or nothing. So what about when your kid get 13 and she decide she wants to go get fucked? She can look, everybody got a phone with the Wi-Fi. They can go to the McDonald's and get the Wi-Fi. You know, nowadays these kids is on the YouTube and the Twitter from the high school classroom. Some are middle school, you know. Kids 12, 13 years old got iPhone X's now. So not only is they seeing that shit getting sent to their phone. That shit coming down their timeline. So old girl in school and her mother coming down the timeline talking about she was fucking at 13. How's she supposed to take that? I don't know, G. We in some dark times, man. You gotta remember. Like, look, she ain't said nothing in about 2 or 3 minutes. She just staring at the jump because she realized she just ran her mouth and said some simple ass shit out her mouth. And I really feel like it's getting to her. Like seriously. Like, now I love country. I love down south girls, how they talk, and I love that shit. You know what I'm saying? But that's crazy though, man. That is really, really crazy, man, that talking like this is so marketable. Now, what you think? Of course, I understand we not supposed to care about what, you know, the next person thinks. So, you know, but at the end of the day, what if everybody is not, you know, going to make it as a rapper or make it as a singer? Or, you know what I'm saying? You know, everybody not going to do that. So, you're going to have to go work. And where I work at right now, we going through these same type of things. Like, every girl that come in that jail, I'm talking about these girls is 17, 16, 17 years old, work permit, ratchet is a motherfucker. I'm talking about they 17, these girls 17 years old now with 3 boyfriends. I could be late. Maybe you probably had. Now, if you listen to this and you was like, well, shit, when I was 17, I had 13 boyfriends. I had 3 boyfriends. Then that's cool. No disrespect to you. But we in a way different time zone right now. Do you understand that every 4 to 5 people, I guess for every 7 people, 5 of them in Atlanta got AIDS or HIV. Do you understand that in DC, the DMV, ATL, New Orleans, that the AIDS and HIV rate has went up? It has went up from the gays, Now, the highest pollution of sex and HIV is coming from just regular male on female. That's bananas. That is bananas. We'll get into some tunes, and I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna explain to you why. I'm gonna explain to you why. I hope you're following me. One thing I want you to know is I understand that I'm older and I'm probably rapping, but you don't have to do everything wrong. When you coming up and you young and shit, you don't really have to do everything. A lot of people feel like I gotta go through some bumps and bruises, but I'm here to tell you, hey, watch out, duck your head. You about to hit your head right here. You see what I'm saying? That's why I'm doing this. You know, to have fun, but also, like I said, to let you know that on that third step right there, it's gonna be a nail. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people feel like they have to, like, nah, I gotta walk down them steps and get stabbed in my foot before I gotta go through it. And you really don't, man. You really don't. I'm telling you, as a person that you know, when you're young, you see things way fucking different. You see things so fucking different that you're not even focused on paying attention to somebody trying to teach you something, because you want to go through the bullshit. And I'm telling you, that ain't the way. But like I said, we're gonna get into some tunes. My nigga Dolph. Then we're gonna get back into it. I'm gonna get back into you about this section. I gotta talk to y'all about that, man. Cause y'all really starting to scare me, man. Y'all taking some hell of a risk out here. And I really don't think you understanding what you dealing with. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna break that shit down for you. Like a motherfucker. Brother Smoke.
Black car, I put work on my block. Bust down my chain. on my rocks. I smoke a kush on the yacht. Young nigga playing with a lot. I just pulled up on the block. Nigga like, look what I got. Young nigga playing with a lot. Young nigga playing with a lot.
What he doing?
Little nigga playing with a lot. And I put this shit on God. Boy, all of you do is fly. My nigga gon' shoot if I nod. Your bitch gon' fuck if I let her.
Hey, come here.
Your bitch gon' fuck when I tell her. Go battle my niggas who swell. Y'all she wanna feel for every level. I bought my little boy a Tesla. I said, this what you want? He said, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Took me to chain my neck. I dive in that money, bitch, head first. Too many racks on me. Damn, man, this shit got my leg hurt. Damn. I don't wanna hit your weed. Why? Damn, man, this shit make my head hurt. Hey. Man, like it's fashion week. Damn, man, shit, that boy fresh as hell. I mix the Tom Ford with the fear of God, Gucci with the new Chanel. Oh. Damn, this button, your bitch bought the gathers where no one can stop from the nigga playing with a lie.
Come on, Smoke, we back. Like a young dog. So where was we? Gotta get into this. To this sexing, and texting that y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? Now, first off, what's really shooting the rate up? Cause ain't nothing changed with how we, you know, how we getting down. We having sex. Ain't nothing changed. It's one thing that's done changed. That eating ass shit. Y'all motherfuckers is eating a lot of ass, man. And I'm telling you, I don't want to gross you out, but that eating ass, that shit ain't really where it's at. You ain't supposed to be doing that. You ain't really supposed to be doing it. I'm not on no childish shit about, you know, that's where people use the bathroom. I'm not on that shit. I'm just saying that that's something that you kind of do with one person. You see what I'm saying? That's kind of like what you like. None of y'all is doing one person. You know, a lot of times if the female sexy enough and she respect herself, then she'll probably be fucking with one nigga. But that nigga ain't really, you know what I mean? And like I said, it's like, it's on the front line now. Like, you know, it's like, it's so popular now. Like that's all, you know, like even like the comedians, you hear it everywhere. Eat my ass. Like you hear this shit everywhere. And like I said, you know, you guys married, then that's okay. Because that's the, you know, that's the same, I don't know what, it's like in the same circumference. Y'all married, you know, he and there, you know what I'm saying? It's a difference. But if you single and you just dealing with broads and every female that you get, you turning, you cutting that switch on and you, I mean, her ass, I eat her ass, I, you know what I'm saying? That shit, you carry it, you passing around drugs. I mean, you be passing around shit. You know what I'm saying? It's, you might not want to believe me, but like I said, do some research on that shit. That shit is not really what's hot, man. And I'm telling you, this shit is happening so random. Like I've argued with guys that are like 20 something years old. I'm talking about they 20, 21. What the hell you doing eating ass at 21 years old? What, your shit don't work? Like, damn, like when we was 20, 21, a lot of us was barely even eating pussy. And this the honest to God truth. Ask any nigga that was like 30, that's like 30, that you know, that's probably in his early 30s or whatever. Now the later, like, you know, any nigga under 34, I'm gonna say that. Any nigga under 34 and then 35 and up, you know, they may tell you like, shit, nigga, I've been doing that shit. But any nigga 34 and under, or like, you know, between like, just say like 29 to 33 or something like 34. Niggas wasn't eating no ass. You was barely, I still can remember the first time the girl I was with in high school asked me to, you know what I'm saying, to do that. I'm talking about eat her pussy. I ain't talking about her ass at all. I have never done that shit ever in life, but I'm single. Maybe that's the reason why. But I'm telling you right now, that shit, if you gonna do that, y'all motherfuckers, y'all gotta keep that shit in the house. Because I'm telling you, y'all polluting yourselves, man. And like I said, if you gonna be out here cheating, and then like I said, y'all motherfuckers is nasty. Y'all kissing every nigga. Like, I seen a post where somebody was like, damn, y'all niggas fucking all these bitches and y'all not kissing them? What the fuck? What do y'all do? How do y'all start fucking y'all? With a handshake? So that lets me know that these little niggas is kissing these girls in the mouth. They licking toes, licking feet and ass. Man, y'all, I'm telling you, like, no matter how clean that girl is, if you doing, you ain't supposed to be eating no 2-3 different asses. Like, you know, so I don't care how clean they is or whatever. And like I said, a lot of these motherfuckers is, like I said, I already know what it is. Like, back in the day, it'll be like this. If you got a broad and she was fine as a motherfucker, and you might have been drunk and you was going hard, And you was fucking with her like that, you might have accidentally slipped up and gave that joint a lick or something. Accidentally. An accident purposely, if you get what I'm saying. Now these motherfuckers it's some niggas that's just eating ass. That's it. And you might not even be passing that shit through sexually. Then you going over there. Then y'all hitting a J. He just ate your ass, now he eating a J. I guarantee you, ain't none of y'all motherfuckers eating ass going to brush your teeth right after. Y'all motherfuckers going right on, carrying on with the rest of y'all day, eating lunch and all that shit, smoking J's with 2 or 3 niggas, and you know, y'all, the younger class, y'all famous for match me. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers go to the studio. Mama go to the studio, just finished eating a bitch ass, and now you want to hit my J. We got 5-6 different niggas on the J. Now, a J is a blunt, you know, for, you know, the ones that don't know that. You know, your Swiss is sweet, your papers, whatever you roll, whatever you smoking, you know what I'm saying? That's where it goes. You know, like I said, most people, they smoking and fucking. That's just, you know, it just goes hand to hand. I know that. But like I said, y'all gotta relax, man. Y'all gotta relax, or y'all gonna have to stick to one damn person, man. I'm talking about, I'm seeing people 2 weeks in, these motherfuckers looking like they in love. Like they now look, if you gonna love hard as shit in the beginning, best believe every relationship got problems and you gonna end up crashing even harder. Now, condoms, man, I'm almost scared to even say this because I feel like condoms, it's a sad, I guess it's safe to say that we living in a sad day when, I guess it's safe to say that we living in a sad day when it feels like condoms are extinct. Like, niggas ain't even like condoms. Nigga, what? Even the females is looking at you like, the fuck? Ain't using no condoms? Like, I'm talking about these young girls is off this the tip they off of. Shit, we together, right? You ain't fucking with nobody else, right? What we need to use a condom for? That's literally what these girls is on out here, man. And I'm gonna tell you females something too. If you out here pregnant, you going to school, you working, bless your heart. But you got pregnant by the wrong nigga. Especially if you on the damn bus. because sometimes you have to understand, you can't get pregnant and then say, oh, now it's time to go to school. That shit gotta be already in your plan. If you executing your plan, I noticed because I dated females in that time of their life, and I've dated the other. You know what I'm saying? If you got that, if you 17, 18, and you out here pregnant, you ain't even got a cell phone, you messing with the wrong nigga. Y'all so far behind, it don't even make no sense. Now, it's crazy as it is out here. Now, and you got a female that's out here going to work, going to school, and she catching metro buses. Now, I'm telling you right now, bro, to my niggas, you got you a real one on your hands. She out here pregnant, catching a bus, going to work, getting back on the bus. You got you a real one on your hands, and you need to get on your shit. You got Uber, you got Lyft, you got all this shit that you can be putting your child's mother onto. But I guarantee you, you niggas got the latest shoes, the latest, the newest shirts, you rocking all the newest fashion, you got all the... When y'all start having kids, man, that shit got shut down, man. That shit got shut down. I'm seeing too many broke-ass pregnant women. If you ain't got a cell phone, I'm sorry, you broke. Who the hell don't have a cell phone in 2019? That's fucking 7-8 months pregnant. What if the damn water break? What, you gonna use a payphone? Y'all not even making sense, man. You have to put that pressure on your boyfriend or fiance, whatever the hell he is. You have to put that pressure on him so that y'all can live right, man. So everything is gonna be cool with this kid. It's too many people growing up worrying, and if you living like that, best believe you worried about the state. You done sat and lived with your mother and watched her raise y'all off government checks and shit like that, and that's what you enrolling into. But I'm gonna tell you like this: that motherfucker Donald Trump trying to get 4 more years, and he trying to cut out all that shit. So it's about to be really getting how you fucking live with this damn president. Like, y'all gotta start paying attention to shit. You know what I'm saying? Just because you was raised on wealth, like I'm poor as shit. Yes, like, yes, we were welfare recipients. You know what I'm saying? Mother was fucked up getting welfare checks, smoking dope and shit. But it's like this generation, y'all seeing that, and y'all like, shit, my mother did it. Nah, man. You supposed to turn the page on that. That's supposed to be, all right, well, this is what I went through. Ain't no way in hell I'm about to put my folks through this. Or my little kid, I'm about to put him through this. Ain't no way in hell. And I don't really feel like y'all care, man. Just think, look at the R. Kelly shit. Them girls didn't give a fuck, man. Parents didn't, you know what I'm saying? Parents probably uneducated, probably was when they was young as shit, they was doing whatever the hell that they wanted, you know what I'm saying? So when their kid got to that age, they turned into them. How the hell that lady say, oh, the girl threatened us that we better let her go see R. Kelly? Or, you know, she made all kind of huge threats. What the fuck were the threats? That she was gonna run off and do it anyway? So you had to let it, you see what I'm saying? If you get in there early, you can control that shit right now. You can set their goals up to, you gotta get in there and control. too many parents just want to let their kid do what they want to do. A lot of them people that are greats, it's because they parents got in that joint and was like, look here, you either gonna play tennis like a motherfucker, or you gonna shoot the basketball, or you gonna go in there and be a brain surgery. You pick. But one of these mother, you know what I'm saying? That's why you got so many young kids under eight already into, oh yeah, I decided I wanna be gay. What about what he gonna do for life? Why is he not focused on that? Oh, they in the room with you watching Love & Hip Hop or watching Empire. They said you on the bed eating crabs. They on the floor eating hot dogs just like you was watching Empire. That little Tyrone wants to be Tanyata. He don't want to go get no job. He don't even like men. He don't like the masculine men. He like men, but he don't like men. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't want that. He want to be a sister. You see what I'm saying? That's how that shit happened. You got to get in there and control that shit at the start of it. Because I'm telling you, that TV is going to persuade your kids, your boys, to be she's. If you get what I'm saying. I apologize if I'm saying something wrong, but I'm just keeping it real. Especially in the black families. TV will show you that the masculine man shit is out the window. But it's very much alive. You know what I'm saying? These females are very, very impressionable. Females are the first to get divorced and the last ones to get married because of the households that they bring. You see what I'm saying? I heard my grandmother say, she said, you do things right, then you pick the man that marries you. But if you don't, then he picks you. And that's a different scenario in life. You already know that. Then you find yourself in these situations where you're vulnerable. And I'm gonna tell you like this, you know, it's a lot of guys probably not gonna like me for this, but a lot of dudes take females, get them pregnant, just to shackle them down. So you young sisters having these babies real, real young, like, hold fast on that a little bit. Like, get yourself where you can take care of yourself without a man, because you might be doing good right now for yourself. You're going to school, you working, but once that baby come, it's a whole lot of extra bills. Somebody gotta watch that baby while you catching that, while you running for that bus. Somebody gotta catch that baby. You can't take that baby. You can't take that newborn baby to work with you. Somebody got to watch that. Somebody got to be compensated for watching that baby. You see what I'm saying? And that's when the ball goes into the man's court. And you the mother, you ain't going to just, at the end of the day, that baby needs you even more than he need the father. And in the beginning, you know, because they, you know, when you raise them up till they even, you know, make it to 1 or 2 years old, they need you. And you got to be strong. You can't be dependent on a person. If you out here catching a bus in a blistering 15 degree weather, 11, 12 o'clock at night, then you are dependent. You don't have your shit together. You know what I'm saying? Because a nigga could at least get you a lift. he can at least get you a lift, you know? My black sisters, I love y'all to death, man. I love y'all to death, man. Like, y'all make this world. We are nothing without y'all. You know what I'm saying? So I might seem a little harsh, but I'm really just trying to do better. Like, you know, some of these dudes is they gone wild and they ain't never coming back, man. You know what I'm saying? They ain't never gonna change up and straighten their ways to do right by y'all. So y'all gotta really do right by your own self. You know what I'm saying? Then when you have a little kid, you gotta really, really do right by that person. So that's a whole nother life. So they won't be corrupted. You know what I'm saying? Y'all so worried about and focused on our little family. But how that little family gonna eat? If you're dealing with a nigga that got you on the bus. And if you're too young, he too young to get a car. He too young to get his license. Y'all should not be having no damn baby. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, the first couple years of that shit is cool. But when that kid start getting older, like that whole month of up until 1 year, that shit's sweet. Oh, you taking pictures every day. Oh, my baby. My bundle of joy. Every day. When that baby get motherfucking 3-4 years old, and don't nobody want to watch him because he keep writing on the fucking wall with crayons and shit. And you ain't had no sleep in days. The baby father ain't nowhere to be found. You gotta get to work. They need you to stay late at work. So you gotta pay them a little extra money to hold them. You gotta think, like, y'all gotta think about all that shit, man. Everything ain't gotta be you ain't gotta bump your head, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You like, hey, it's warning signs. You got the internet, you got Google. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stay up, man. I'm out of smoke. Come on, let's smoke. We back. Like a young dog. So where was we? Yeah. We gotta get into this. Gotta get into this. To this sexing. This sexing and texting that y'all doing. You know what I'm saying? Now, first off, what's really shooting the rate up? Cause ain't nothing changed with how we, you know, how we getting down, we having sex. Ain't nothing changed. It's one thing that's done changed. That eating ass shit. Y'all motherfuckers is eating a lot of ass, man. And I'm telling you, I don't want to gross you out, but that eating ass, that shit ain't really where it's at. You ain't supposed to be doing that. You ain't really supposed to be doing it. I'm not on no childish shit about, you know, that's where people use the bathroom. I'm not on that shit. I'm just saying that's something that you kind of do with one person. You see what I'm saying? That's kind of like none of y'all is doing one person. You know, a lot of times if the female sexy enough and she respect herself, then she'll probably be fucking with one nigga. But that nigga ain't really, you know what I mean? And like I said, it's like, it's on the front line now. Like, you know, it's like, it's so popular now. Like that's all, you know, like even like the comedians, you hear it everywhere. Eat my ass. Like you hear this shit everywhere. And like I said, you know, you guys married, then that's okay, because that's the, you know, that's the same, I don't know what, it's like in the same circumference. Y'all married, you know, here and there, you know what I'm saying? It's a difference. But if you single and you just dealing with broads, and then every female that you get, you turning, you 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 cutting that switch on and you, I mean, her ass, I eat her ass. I, you know what I'm saying? That shit, you carry it, you passing around drugs. I mean, you passing around shit. You know what I'm saying? It's, you might not want to believe me, but like I said, do some research on that shit. That shit is not really what's hot, man. And I'm telling you, this shit is happening so random. Like I've argued with guys that are like 20 something years old. I'm talking about they 20, 21. What the hell you doing eating ass at 21 years old? What, your shit don't work? Like, damn, like when we was 20, 21, a lot of us was barely even eating pussy. And this the honest to God truth. Ask any nigga that was like 30, that's like 30, that you know that's probably in his early 30s or whatever. Now the later, but you know, any nigga under 34, I'm gonna say that. Any nigga under 34 and then 35 and up, you know, they may tell you like, shit, nigga, I've been doing that shit. But any nigga 34 and under, or like, you know, between like, let's say like 29 to 33 or something, like 34. Niggas wasn't eating no ass. You was barely, I still can remember the first time the girl I was with in high school asked me to, you know what I'm saying, to do that. I'm talking about eat her pussy. I ain't talking about her ass at all. I have never done that shit ever in life, but I'm single. Maybe that's the reason why. But I'm telling you right now, that shit is, if you gonna do that, y'all motherfuckers, y'all gotta keep that shit in the house, because I'm telling you, y'all polluting yourselves, man. And like I said, if you gonna be out here cheating, and then like I said, y'all motherfuckers is nasty. Y'all kissing every nigga. Like, I seen a post where somebody was like, damn, y'all niggas fucking all these bitches and y'all not kissing them? What the fuck? What do y'all do? How do y'all start fucking y'all? With a handshake? So that lets me know that these little niggas, that lets me know that these little niggas is kissing these girls in the mouth. They licking toes, licking feet, and ass. Man, y'all, I'm telling you, like, no matter how clean that girl is, if you doing, you ain't supposed to be eating no two, three different asses. Like, you know, so I don't care how clean they is or whatever. And like I said, a lot of these motherfuckers is, like I said, I already know what it is. Like, back in the day, it'll be like this. If you got a broad and she was fine as a motherfucker, and you might have been drunk and you was going hard and you was fucking with her like that, you might have accidentally slipped up and gave that joint a lick or something. Accidentally. An accident purposely, if you get what I'm saying. Now these motherfuckers is, it's some niggas that's just eating ass. That's it. And you might not even be passing that shit through sexually. Then you going over there, then y'all hitting a J. He just ate your ass, now he eating a J. I guarantee you, ain't none of y'all motherfuckers eating ass going to brush your teeth right after. Y'all motherfuckers going right on, carrying on with the rest of y'all day, eating lunch and all that shit, smoking J's with two or three niggas, and you know, y'all, the younger class, y'all famous for match me. You know what I'm saying? Motherfuckers go to the studio, just finished eating a bitch ass, and now you want to hit my J. We got 5-6 different niggas on the J. Now, a J is a blunt, you know, for, you know, the ones that don't know that. You know, your Swiss is sweet, your papers, whatever you rolling, whatever you smoking. You know what I'm saying? That's where it goes. You know, like I said, most people, they smoking and fucking. That's just, you know, it goes hand to hand. I know that. But like I said, y'all gotta relax, man. Y'all gotta relax, or y'all gonna have to stick to one damn person, man. I'm talking about, I'm seeing people 2 weeks in, these motherfuckers looking like they in love. Like they, now look. If you gonna love hard as shit in the beginning, best believe every relationship got problems and you gonna end up crashing even harder. Now, condoms, man, I'm almost scared to even say this because I feel like condoms, it's a sad, I guess it's safe to say that we living in a sad day when, I guess it's safe to say that we living in a sad day when it feels like condoms are extinct. Like, niggas ain't even, like, condoms. Nigga, what? Even the bra, even the females is looking at you like, the fuck? Ain't using no condoms? Like, I'm talking about these young girls is off the, they, this the tip they off of. Shit, we together, right? You ain't fucking with nobody else, right? What we need to use a condom for? That's literally what these girls is on out here, man. And I'm gonna tell you females something too. If you out here pregnant, you going to school, you working, bless your heart. But you got pregnant by the wrong nigga. Especially if you on the damn bus. Because sometimes you have to understand, you can't get pregnant and then say, oh, now it's time to go to school. That shit gotta be already in your plan. If you executing your plan, I know this because I dated females in that time of their life, and I've dated the other. You know what I'm saying? If you got that, if you 17, 18, and you out here pregnant, you ain't even got a cell phone, you messing with the wrong nigga. Y'all so far behind. It don't even make no sense. Now, as crazy as it is out here. Now, and you got a female that's out here going to work, going to school, and she catching metro buses. Now, I'm telling you right now, bro, to my niggas, you got you a real one on your hands. She out here pregnant, catching a bus, going to work, getting back on the bus. You got you a real one on your hands, and you need to get on your shit. Is you got Uber, you got Lyft, you got all this shit that you can be putting your child's mother onto. But I guarantee you, you niggas got the latest shoes, the latest, the newest shirts, you rocking all the newest fashion, you got all the, when y'all start having kids, man, that shit got shut down, man. That shit got shut down. I'm seeing too many broke ass pregnant women. If you ain't got a cell phone, I'm sorry, you broke. Who the hell don't have a cell phone in 2019? That's fucking 7-8 months pregnant. What if the damn water break? You gonna use a payphone? Y'all not even making sense, man. Y'all gotta put, you have to put that pressure on your boyfriend or fiance, whatever the hell he is. You have to put that pressure on him so that y'all can live right, man. So everything is gonna be cool with this kid. It's too many people growing up worrying. And if you living like that, best believe you worried about the state. You done sat and lived with your mother and watched her raise y'all off government checks and shit like that, and that's what you enrolling into. But I'm gonna tell you like this: that motherfucker Donald Trump trying to get 4 more years, and he trying to cut out all that shit. So it's about to be really get it how you fucking live with this damn president. Like, y'all gotta start paying attention to shit. You know what I'm saying? Just because you was raised on wealth, like I'm poor as shit. Yes, like, yes, we were welfare recipients. You know what I'm saying? Mother was fucked up getting welfare checks, smoking dope and shit. But it's like this generation, y'all seeing that, and y'all like, shit, my mother did it. Nah, man. You supposed to turn the page on that. That's supposed to be, all right, well, this is what I went through. Ain't no way in hell I'm about to put my folks through this. Or my little kid, I'm about to put him through this. Ain't no way in hell. And I don't feel like, I don't really feel like y'all care, man. Just think, look at the R. Kelly shit. Them girls didn't give a fuck, man. Parents that, you know what I'm saying? Parents probably uneducated, probably was when they was young as shit, they was doing whatever the hell that they wanted. You know what I'm saying? So when their kid got to that age, they turned into them. How the hell that lady say, oh, the girl threatened us that we better let her go see R. Kelly? Or, you know, she made all kind of huge threats. What the fuck were the threats? That she was gonna run off and do it anyway? So you had to let it, you see what I'm saying? If you get in there early, you can control that shit right now. You can set their goals up to, you gotta get in there and control. Too many parents just wanna let their kid do what they wanna do. A lot of them people that are greats, it's because they parents got in that joint and was like, look here, you either gonna play tennis like a motherfucker, or you gonna shoot the basketball, or you gonna go in there and be a brain surgery. You pick. But one of these mother, you know what I'm saying? That's why you got so many young kids under eight already into, oh yeah, I decided I wanna be gay. What about what he gonna do for life? Why is he not focused on that? Oh, they in the room with you watching Love and Hip Hop or watching Empire. They said you on the bed eating crabs, they on the floor eating hot dogs, just like you was watching Empire. That little Tyrone wants to be Tanyata. He don't want to go get no job. He don't even like men. He don't like the masculine men. He like men, but he don't like men. Like, you know what I'm saying? They don't want that. He want to be a sister. You see what I'm saying? That's how that shit happened. You got to get in there and control that shit at the start of it. Because I'm telling you, that TV is going to persuade your kids, your boys, to be she's. If you get what I'm saying. I apologize if I'm saying something wrong, but I'm just keeping it real. Especially in the black families. TV will show you that the masculine man shit is out the window. But it's very much alive. You know what I'm saying? These females are very, very impressionable. Females are the first to get divorced and the last ones to get married because of the households that they bring. You see what I'm saying? I heard my grandmother say, she said, you do things right, then you pick the man that marries you. But if you don't, then he picks you. And that's a different scenario in life. You already know that. Then you find yourself in these situations where you're vulnerable. And I'm gonna tell you like this, you know, it's a lot of guys probably not gonna like me for this, but a lot of dudes take females, get them pregnant, just to shackle them down. So you young sisters having these babies real, real young, like hold fast on that a little bit. Like get yourself get yourself where you can take care of yourself without a man. Because you might be doing good right now for yourself. You're going to school, you're working. But once that baby come, it's a whole lot of extra bills. Somebody got to watch that baby while you catching that, while you running for that bus. Somebody got to catch that baby. You can't take that baby. You can't take that newborn baby to work with you. Somebody got to watch that. Somebody got to be compensated for watching that baby. You see what I'm saying? And that's when the ball goes into the man's court. And you the mother, you ain't going to just, at the end of the day, that baby needs you even more than he need the father. And in the beginning, you know, because they, you know, when you raising them up till they even, you know, make it to 1 or 2 years old, they need you. Like, you got to be strong. You can't be dependent on a person. If you out here catching a bus in a blistering 15 degree weather, 11, 12 o'clock at night, then you are dependent. You don't have your shit together. You know what I'm saying? Because a nigga could at least get you a lift. He can at least get you a lift. You know, my black sisters, I love y'all to death, man. I love y'all to death, man. Like, y'all make this world. We are nothing. We are nothing without y'all. You know what I'm saying? So I might seem a little harsh, but I'm really just trying to do better. Like, you know, some of these dudes is they gone wild, and they ain't never coming back, man. You know what I'm saying? They ain't never gonna change up and straighten their ways to do right by y'all. So y'all gotta really do right by your own self. You know what I'm saying? Then when you have a little kid, you gotta really, really do right by that person. So that's a whole nother life. So they won't be corrupted. You know what I'm saying? Y'all so worried about and focused on our little family, but how that little family gonna eat if you're dealing with a nigga that got you on the bus? And if you're too young, oh, he too young to get a car, he too young to get his license. Y'all should not be having no damn baby. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, the first couple years of that shit is cool, but when that kid start getting older, like that whole month of up until 1 year, that shit's sweet. Oh, you taking pictures every day. Oh, my baby, my bundle of joy every day. When that baby get motherfucking 3-4 years old and don't nobody want to watch him because he keep writing on the fucking wall with crayons and shit. And you ain't had no sleep in days. The baby father ain't nowhere to be found. You gotta get to work. They need you to stay late at work. So you gotta pay them a little extra money to hold them. You gotta think, like, y'all gotta think about all that shit, man. Everything ain't gotta be you ain't gotta bump your head, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? You like, hey, it's warning signs, you got the internet, you got Google. You know what I'm saying? Y'all stay up, man. I'm out of smoke.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.